Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Josh Yowie calling it a bombshell announcement. The Penguins suddenly putting Tristan Jarry on waivers. Obviously, the idea, the best idea, the greatest outcome for them would be another team picks up Jarry. And his salary for the next 3 years, which is like, I don't know, $17 million, something like that. That would be great, but that's very unlikely to happen, Bob. So we're left with a situation of what does this mean big picture for the Penguins? Well, probably that Blomqvist is going to come up here and play, but you and I got into the conversation of this team is going nowhere. They just had a horrendous homestand. They're down again toward the bottom of the East. What do you do if you're Fenway Sports Group? What is your direction now? For me, it's trade-off pieces. This is a golden opportunity. Trade-off pieces. Ricard Raquel would be a perfect one. Pettersson, anyone else you can get to go and start to rebuild it a little bit. Put more teeth into the rebuild than having a third-round pick or something included in a Kevin Hayes deal. Let's do something real. I guess you could say the Gensel deal was the first step toward that, but I think this is the perfect time for it. And here's the thing. You asked, what would season ticket holders want? Because you disagree with me. You think that they still have a chance to compete.
Let me say something.
Yeah, yeah.
My perspective on this was what they would do.
The Penguins.
What I think they will do, because they've committed both sides of this straight line they're walking on about the present and the future. They want to do both, and that's a dangerous way to go. And I don't think they're just going to give up on this season with guys like Crosby, Malkin, and Letang all on their roster and Carlson. And they're not. You can't complete a rebuild if your best players are still here and you're not getting rid of them, if that's what you want to do. That's why I think they're going to try, with a little bit of cap relief here, to go out and make an addition at some point because of the way the Eastern Conference has fallen apart on so many teams.
Well,
they want to get into the playoffs and have a series at least. That's what they want to do.
What should they do, in your opinion? What would you do?
I would do what you suggest, but I would go further. I would ask the guys who are around with the no-trade clauses to reconsider.
So would I.
But if they don't, you know, what are you going to do? How far can you make a rebuild? That's the problem.
I think Raquel and Pettersson would be a start, and now they've gotten rid of Jarry essentially. I doubt anybody. Anybody's going to pick him up.
I've never heard you do that.
God bless you. Play that?
Oh,
you
I will.
Burped on the air.
No, maybe it was
a
hiccup.
It was a hiccup, Bob.
Hiccup, burp, same thing. And you also, you've yelped. I think you've expelled gas. Don't we all?
Oh, my God.
But I think I've heard all of these noises. I've never heard that one. That's a hiccup.
Because you and I both ate those sliced beef sandwiches in like a half a minute. That's why I just hiccuped.
They were pretty good, too.
But here's the point for me. That was a different episode from long, long ago. I think the people who pay money to watch the Penguins would welcome a young team around Sidney Crosby. And for starters, as they started out together, probably an unsuccessful team, but a team that's fun to watch. Oh, I don't know. A team that if Sid gets cross-checked in the back, somebody would stand up for him, like a tough, fast, fun, young team. Instead of this, I went to a game for the first time in a long time. I don't know, a week and a half ago, maybe a week ago, Columbus. And it was one of the most boring professional sporting events I've ever seen. And it went all the way to a shootout. It was like a let's not make a mistake game on both sides. The Penguins simply aren't good enough. There weren't a ton of people in the building. It was brutal. That place needs an injection of life. And I think younger players, even if you have to take a step back or several steps back, would be the way to go. And I think, and I don't want to speak for people who pay their hard-earned money to support the Penguins, what they would want. That's why the floor is yours now out there at 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Do you guys agree, Bob? Do you agree that fans would be willing to lose for a little while with a younger, hungrier team around Sid?
Probably, yes, because they've seen what it's been here for the last couple of years. But again, I'd like to get into the mind of the Fenway Sports Group and specifically Kyle Dubas and whatever they've been talking about. I cannot believe it's going to be just to get rid of things, change things, and let it all fall apart while Sid is getting older. So I don't think they're going to think that way. I may be wrong, but I think that's the way they think. But anyway, we have people on the lines to talk about it.
Let's go. Limits. Who do you got?
Here's Tim in Kennedy Township, who's the season ticket holder.
Hello, Tim. What's up?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you again. I'm going to agree with Joe. I think it's time to rebuild the team. And if you look at what happened in Washington 2 years ago, they traded off a good chunk of their core veterans. They took a step back. You know, Ovechkin didn't have his hair lit on fire, and look where they are now. It doesn't have to be all or one or the other. You can manage this rebuild in a way that keeps some talent here, young talent, and if you've got the right coaching, which is probably the subject of another phone call, but if you've got the right coaching, the Caps, I think, have set a nice template out there for more of a soft rebuild. But Pomp, if you come back and try to keep putting this, pushing this feather up in the air, it's not going to work.
No,
but
I'm asking you, Tim, as a season hooker, what do you think they will do? They've been in this to try to get them back to the playoffs one final time. They're 0-2 in the last 2 years. You think they're just going to give up on that? And if so, you better be able to convince guys that have no trade clauses that they have to be part of the solution, which is to say they have to move on. I don't know if they're willing to do that.
Well, why would they stay if that's the case, Bob? Because they're obviously not.
Why did they sign here in the first place? Why did they sign here back? They had options, too. They could have gone other places. There was talk of Letang and Montreal and Malkin moving on, but they chose to come back.
Because the last 2 years, I think, have really changed people, have really shown how things have deteriorated. Things are different from 3 years ago when these guys got here. And I think that tells you that, it's time.
Still a season ticket holder, did you say?
Yeah, Joe, and I will be. This isn't my first rebuild either, which is probably why I'm a bit more sanguine about it than others.
So tell me this. The atmosphere in the building, just the general sort of vibe. I was only there for one game, so I can't speak to that at large. But, man, it was a bummer of a game.
Oh, Joe,
even if they had won, it was a bummer of a game.
Last night was a tough one, too.
How do you feel?
I was there to watch it.
How was the vibe in the building compared to recent years?
There's more energy in the Top Dog Law commercials, but I think if you have the people, if you show the people that, look, sports teams are on their way to one place or another. You're either on the way up or on the way down.
Yes.
There's no denying that the Penguins are on their way down. People know it. It's reflected in the atmosphere in the building. If you show them that the team is on their way up, then you can get some interest. Look what the Rangers did 5 years ago. They sent a letter to their season ticket holders. Look, this is going to be tough, but hang with us and we'll get you there.
Yeah, I think Fenway Sports Group is afraid of that. I think Kyle Dubas would do it if he got the mandate. Go for it. Now then you have the wild card, Bob, of Sid and how he would feel about all of that. And that is a wild card because he just took another discount, probably, very likely, on the idea that, hey, we're still going to try and win and do this, walk in between two worlds. So, of course, you'd have to go to Sid and say, listen, man, as you can see, this isn't working. We want you here. Of course we do forever. But are you willing to see through a tough year or two as we tear this thing down? It's up to you. And of course, if he wants to go chase a cup elsewhere, that's his prerogative. He gets to do whatever he wants. But that doesn't mean that when the team is floundering like this, and there's not even, you know, that idea of, hey, we'll keep the stars around and that'll keep the vibe in the building and the people in the building. If that was a thought, that's just not true. That's not happening. So you let Sid do whatever he wants to do, but you have to do at this point what's best for the franchise.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in my opinion, this is yet another reminder of the whole keep the band together and add and try to win. And Tristan Jarry was an all-star goalie. They thought they had a guy. Still young. And he fell apart, like, in historic fashion. Now they got a younger guy. He's probably going to struggle, but he's talented. So let's have that theme overall. Younger guys, weed them in, weed them out, Bob.
No, I get it. I totally understand that. I think when Jarry was signed, the belief was we have some pretty good Hall of Fame-type players, and we have a goalie we believe in. If the goalie plays the way, say, Joey Decord did last night and keeps you in games and wins games, all of a sudden that's a whole different look. That whole thing has fallen apart, which now means that the success rate moving forward is not going to be very good. So I understand if they do that. My question would be, how much can you get in return for some of these players? I am not convinced it will be good enough because I don't, aside from maybe Raquel, who's hot, you might be able to somehow get
I think a Pettersson second would round get pick. You something nice.
Yeah, but again, that's fine, except unless you hit on these picks, second and third rounders, it's very unusual that teams do. Not many second or third
rounders.
Well,
what's the alternative? I thought you said you wanted to do that, though.
Yeah, again, my alternative is getting Malkin and to Letang to agree to move on. That would be my alternative. And if I can do that, I think I can get a little bit more. There are teams close to winning who would love to add one of those two guys on a roster.
I don't know about that. I think Raquel might be their most marketable asset right now for a team looking to win.
Okay, if so, fine. But to me, you can't just do Raquel and somebody else and keep this whole core together for another year if you're trying to rebuild. I don't think it matches. I don't think the rebuild, the fruits of the rebuild, would actually show up here for 3 years from now. And by then, those guys are, that's it.
Well, I mean, doesn't Malkin only have 1 year left after this?
I think two.
Is he going to play both of those years?
I don't know. Look to fine. I think it's two. I think
I think it's it. This is it after next year.
Who's next on the line?
So one more year this year? I don't think
it's this year and then next
year. Yeah, one more year after that. That's what I'm saying. This year and next.
Yeah. And well, so, that's what I'm saying. One more year and then he's done. So it's if him and Sid want to go out together, that's cool. Sid won't go out. You know what I mean. If they want to play one more year together and also Letang, I'm fine with that. You can rebuild around that. It's too late anyway to get great return for Malkin. They missed
right.
that
they
boat.
Missed they that missed boat. That boat. That was a boat that was begging for customers.
I say get as many draft picks and prospects as you can. And luckily, unlike the Pirates, you're in a salary-capped league. Who's next?
Ryan in Jersey.
What's up?
This is specifically for Mr. Pompiani. Bob, I've been calling you on the weekends for about 2 years saying Jarry had to go, couldn't be on this team, and he had no trade value whatsoever. And lo and behold, here we are.
You were right.
I think.
And they were wrong. They put a lot of money into the belief that he was going to be their guy.
Sullivan, that Pittsburgh has a problem. You know, baseball's the national pastime. Pittsburgh's teams are wasting everybody's time, all of them, all three of them, because they are just doing, it's definition of insanity time there, I swear to God. The other thing is, Joe, Sidney Crosby's 30, he's going to be 38 years old this coming year. I know he plays young, and he's like Steve Eiserman in his later years to me. The time to rebuild around him is long past. At this point, you're better off letting him decide if he wants to go next year to trade to a contender, let him do it, and tear it down, because there is no rebuild around Sid at this point. I know everybody thinks he's 25, but he's not the kid anymore. It's time to rethink how this is going, and that was my point. So,
thank you, sir. Limits.
Good point.
Next, we'll let people just register their thoughts. How's that, Bob?
Yeah, a lot of people have it, and this is a hot hockey topic.
Here is Isaac. He's in Chicago calling in.
Hello, Isaac.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, Isaac?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We've never been better, but hey, we've already had a lot of... forget it, Bob.
What?
Did your friend call back to say that I have a golf date with him?
He's working on it.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Here's what I think for the Penguins. Listen, they need a rebuild. Steelers are trying to get rid of someone. Why not just hire Mike Tomlin, right? You'll have a winning season guaranteed. You'll make the playoffs. It'd be a first-round exit, but I don't see why not.
All right.
I'll tell you what, though. Right. It is not an optimistic time in Pittsburgh sports, for sure. I mean...
How about Tomlin, by the way, to go completely off topic, on 4th and inches the other night, not going for it. The guy who says he doesn't live in his fears. The guy who says if you can't get a yard, you don't deserve to win. And a guy who has a 230-pound athlete at quarterback in Justin Fields if he wants that. I look around the league, all these other quarterbacks are just falling forward for easy first downs in that scenario.
But did you see what the Ravens,
what are we doing
did you
here?
See what the Ravens did, I think, three times? They lined up Mark Andrews.
Or that.
And just push him. And he's big enough to not be pushed to get it. And he did every time.
Josh Allen is completely automatic on that. And so is right. Jalen Hurts. Well, what are we doing here? Well, that was a horribly coached game. His team wasn't prepared. He coached afraid in the game. They got their asses kicked again, and we get nothing.
Well,
except somebody leaking to Jerry Dulac that, yep, Tomlin will be back next year. That's all we get.
Matt Williamson put out a pretty good breakdown of defensively what they were doing versus what offensively Baltimore was doing. Baltimore, on a large percentage of their plays, basically had what amounts to 6 offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They weren't looking to throw the ball down the field necessarily. They were trying to just load up and run the ball. And the Steelers were playing nickel defense in a lot of those situations. In other words, trying to avoid, I guess, big plays down the field, when in fact – the urgency was stopping Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson at the line of scrimmage. So instead of stacking the box to do that, they were kind of moving around. And, boy, that didn't work well. It's
Man,
like 300 yards.
Clearly, the Steelers invited Lamar to run. I saw Kyle Van Noy was quoted on that on a podcast as saying, man, I'm not so – and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not so sure about the plan the Steelers had going into that game. But Lamar – had never asserted himself early in the run game, like designed runs. He's had games where he's run 10 or 14 times against the Steelers, but there were a lot of scrambles, a lot of running around, a lot of desperation. This was designed Lamar saying, I'm going to take control of this football game early and do what I haven't done to the Steelers before, which is I am going to run on them. And then in turn, that opened everything up for Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? He took the game over early with his legs.
And they invited that, and they never adjusted to it.
Right.
And so he ran the ball when he saw fit, which was most of the time in those RPOs. I'll tell you what, he does a great job of faking
late
handoffs. You don't know where that ball really is. And sometimes you saw linebackers not sure what to do, and they were flat-footed. And all it takes is a step for that guy to get by you.
Right.